Irish stains.
It's never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
Dudley Common, everywhere we go, because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people. Thank you for staying out of jail.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Big Bands and Big Beats. We began with, well, a very big band started off the last set, the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And that was their rendition of Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze. And then we heard 80 Drums Around the World and their version of Caravan. Pretty standard piece with so many, many variations possible. And I found that on Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And once again, I want to thank Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for many years ago turning me on to that whole Ultra Lounge series. Dozens of albums in it, and pretty much everyone that I've checked out is great. Some much greater than others, but they're all great and cool music. In fact, backing me up right now is another selection from an Ultra Lounge compilation. This is Martin Denny with Gay Spirits off of Spacecapades, Volume 17 of Ultra Lounge. Then we heard from Vicky Sue Robinson and Turn the Beat Around. And that was a song with a big beat, I'd say, and that came off of, well, the outstanding Pure Disco Volume 2 compilation. Then a canonical big band leader, Louis Armstrong, back home again in Indiana. And we finished things off with the Scanty Sandwich Chuck U Plastic Sushi War remix of this one, which actually sounds like it was My Sharona, a cool cover version of the Knack's My Sharona. But we had a lot of excerpts from a piece, a news piece that Chuck U did on a anti-war protest here in 2006 in Boston. You know, the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Well, they do ask, they have a suggested $3 donation, but you don't have to pay. And it's not just me saying this. This is on their website. They say that it's free. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbert Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. But you can also call them at 617-627-3518. And of course, this has been a public service message from your art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, we're going to start off the next set with another big band leader, the multi-talented Billy May. And he was a trumpeter, but I think more particularly, he was an outstanding arranger, which an arranger is somebody who figures out for a particular realization of a piece of music which instruments play what. So they'll start off with you know, we're talking music that's notated. They'll start off with the what the composer has written down in standard music notation, and then they'll say, okay, I've got, say, a jazz orchestra here, a jazz band that has whatever the particular instruments are. So then they'll figure out what each instrument should play, and often an arranger has to rewrite songs to some degree. Billy May was also quite an outrageous character, and during his most productive period, he was actually a raging drunk, just swigging off of his bottle while directing everybody and while doing his rearranging. So he quit that after a particular incident, and went on to live to be looks like 82 years old. So let's actually 87 years old. That's how long he was when he passed away in 2004. Well, in that spirit, let's start off the next set with a double shot of Billy May. And then we're going to follow that with a song with a really big beat. Hot Doggy from Color Box. A real sound collage for you. Everything Color Box did was a sound collage. And this Hot Doggy piece from Color Box, it's got so many wonderful audio clips from who knows where, yes, mixed into that song. And they were, they lost every single lawsuit that was filed against them. But at least they may not have money, but they had talent, and somehow through all of this, the music is coming to you. And, yes. Billy May, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, and a bunch of clips from The Shining 2.
We seem like a completely normal individual, but at some point, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown.
Started hanging out with a bad crowd. But he even started selling drugs, Jack. And then things really got bad when he...
Well, what? Shaw, come on.
He started wearing gold chains, Jack.
Oh, God, no.
I've got a bebop baby, she's hard to understand. I've got a bebop baby, so hard to understand. Sometimes she's as crazy as the notes from a bebop band. When I feel like loving, she feels like she wants to dance. When I feel like loving, she feels like she wants to dance. She puts a rug in for a muggin', so you see I don't have the slightest chance. I'm gonna bop her right on her head. Yeah, she's beeped her last bop. I'm gonna bop her right on her head. She's been beeping, jive to pop, and pop was just a little overfed. Had enough of this stuff, and enough's enough. I'm gonna be real tough and get real rough for this baby. Bebop baby of mine. She's a bebop baby, but gooey, she's awful fine.
They don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance. We can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance. We can dance. Everybody's making a chance. Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Yeah. Will it save the dance? It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. This evening, our theme is called Big Bands and Big Beats. And we started off that last set with a double shot from the multi-talented big band leader, Billy May. It was Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, him collaborating with Les Baxter on that. And I love the portamento, the glissando, the sweeping pitch changes in that song, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Bongo Land. And then we followed that with Billy May and the theme from Mission Impossible, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 7, Crime Scene. And then those masters of 1980s sound collages, Color Box, Hot Doggy, off of the perfect album, The Best of Color Box, 1982 to 1987. Boy, there sure was a lot going on in that mix. We also heard from the Johnny Otis Band and Bebop Baby Blues off of Jukebox Swing, The Best of Swingorama. And then we concluded with the 1982 hit, The Safety Dance, by the one-hit wonders, Canadian new wave band Men Without Hats. And that song was actually a protest against bouncers who didn't like people pogoing in the 1980s. Now, the pogo is this kind of style of dance that Sid Vicious, bassist of the Sex Pistols, claimed to have invented sometime around 1976 at punk shows. And the idea was that people just jumped up and down and in place. And people, bouncers didn't like that at new wave clubs because they thought it was dangerous. And that song was just a protest against people who didn't like pogoing. Well, we've got one last set for ya in this sound collage mix before Chase Carson will be coming up promptly at 10 p.m. for the Time Tunnel. Rhythm and blues, funk, soul, dance, disco, and the jazz interlude around 11:30 p.m. or so. So we're going to begin the next set with, we ended the last set with a one-hit wonder. We're going to begin the next set with another one-hit wonder, but from somebody who is so incredibly talented in so many ways beyond this song. And it's a song with a really big beat. Mickey is performed by Tony Basil. And then we're going to do our genre jumping, as we are wont to do here on A Plastic Sushi. Take a little sonic voyage to Cambodia, some more Ultra Lounge, and then we're going to hear from the Ned Nash Orchestra. Yeah, that's a big band, or maybe not. And also some big beats for you as we continue to explore our theme this evening, big bands and big beats.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
Sometimes animals naturally would force me to move, but I had some kind of, I would say, mystical experiences.
Thank you.
can make you a man.
Something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
I'm
This is novelist Tom Robbins. When my mother was diagnosed with glaucoma, her conservative Virginia physician told her there was only one treatment that might ease her pain and save her eyesight. That treatment was medical marijuana, which he could not prescribe. I offered to get her some and teach her how to use it effectively, but my father objected because marijuana was against the law. So my mother, who loved to read and walk in nature, was condemned to grow cruelly, unnecessarily blind. Tragedies like this happen all the time, but they don't have to keep happening. To learn more about medical marijuana, call the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org.
I'm intrigued.
Well, AISI, it was NBD.
You don't know what your kids are saying online or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. Help delete online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Do you?
been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show. It is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that each week matches a particular theme. And this evening, it's been big bands and big beats. We began the last set with, well, a one-hit wonder, but what an outstanding hit. What an outstanding song by Tony Basil, who is a choreographer and a songwriter and, well, a filmmaker. Yes, very incredibly talented, and that was Mickey. Then we took a detour to Cambodia and heard the Pinpeat Orchestra in a piece called Pyongyang. I found that on the Music of Cambodia Celestial Harmonies. Then some more Ultra Lounge in there. David Rose and his orchestra and their version of Gay Spirits from Ultra Lounge Volume 3, Space Capades. Then Ned Nash, the Ned Nash Orchestra, a cool cover version of The Magnificent Seven from the Greatest Western Movie Themes. Amy Stewart in there with her cool cover version of Knock on Wood. And then some public service messages, and we closed out the music with the Electric Light Orchestra and Do Ya. Well, that pretty much wraps things up. We're going to leave you here with, a symphony orchestra and Beethoven here. And coming up next is Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel. Yeah, rhythm and blues, dance music, and disco music, like we've been playing with some big beats, some soul music, some funk music, the jazz interlude. Oh, thank you once again, Chase, for two jazz songs going out to me. Yes, me personally, last week. And for all of you, well, we've got a special treat for you because Old School Steve is here tonight. And he's going to be coming on and doing his mix. So you'll want to stay tuned for the whole 2 hours of the Time Tunnel. Thanks once again for joining me. We're going to be back again here next week. And I'm pretty sure we're going to be back again. I'm not completely sure that we'll be back in this time slot. I sure hope so. And I've done everything I can to help make that happen. But we'll see. In any case, thanks for listening to Plastic Sushi here on WMFO, Medford, Boston. And, well, till next week. See ya!